Tao is the treasure house of all things. It is the treasure of the kind person and the place where the bad finds refuge. Admirable words might win you respect. Admirable actions can raise you above all others. Even if one is bad, should they be abandoned? Therefore, when crowning the emperor and installing the three ministers, although there is the offering of jade before four horses, why not kneel and be seated in Tao? Why did the ancients value Tao so much? Did they not say, those who seek always find? And it's a place where guilt can find freedom. Therefore, it is the greatest value in the world. Do that which consists in taking no action. Pursue that which will not be meddlesome. Savor what cannot be described by flavor. Make what is small, big, what is few, many, and respond to hatred with virtue. Approach the difficult while it is still easy. Deal with the big while it is still small. The difficult tasks of the world must be handled by starting what is easy. Great undertakings must always start with what is small. Therefore, the sage never strives for the great. Thus they achieve greatness. One who makes promises lightly does not have faith. One who takes things too easy may encounter much difficulty. Therefore, the sage regards things as difficult, and therefore encounters no difficulty. What is still in transition is easy to change. When it shows no signs, it is easy to mold. When it is still fragile, it is easy to break. When it is still small, it is easy to dissolve. Deal with something while it is still nothing. Keep it in order before disorder sets in. A tree as big as a man's embrace grows from a tiny shoot. A tower of 9 levels starts from a heap of earth. A journey of 1,000 miles begins and ends beneath your feet. The one who meddles with the way will ruin it. The one who holds fast to the way will lose it. Therefore, the sage does nothing and nothing is ruined. But not laying hold of anything, nothing is lost. People in handling affairs often come close to completion and fail. If they were as careful in the end as they were in the beginning, then they would not have failed. Therefore, the sage desires not to desire. They do not value goods that are hard to acquire. They learn to unlearn. They redeem the faults of the people to assist in bringing their nature forward, but do not interfere. In ancient times, those who practiced Tao well used it not to enlighten the people, but to return them to simplicity. The difficulty in governing people comes when they have been excessively trained. Therefore, one knows that knowledge can become the robber of enlightenment. One can lead the people with something beyond knowledge. It will be a blessing to the state. Know that these two are both standards. Always knowing these standards is called profound and secret virtue. Virtue is deep and far-reaching. When all things return to their natural state, it turns back with them. Only then is harmony achieved. Rivers and oceans can take form from mountain rivers because they naturally stay below, so they can be the kings of 100 valleys. Thus, if the sage wishes to lead the people, they must, in their words, place themselves below. If they wish to be in front of the people, they must, in their person, follow behind them. Thus the sage is positioned above, but the people do not feel burdened. They are positioned in front, but the people feel no obstruction. Thus Tao pushes them forward tirelessly, because they do not contend, so the world does not contend with them. Everyone in the world says that my Tao is vast and resembles nothing. It is because it is vast that it resembles nothing. If it resembled anything, it would have long ago become small. I have 3 treasures which I hold and protect. The first is called compassion. The second is being malleable, like an uncarved block. The third is not daring to take the lead in the empire. Being compassionate, one can afford to be courageous. Being malleable, one is able to extend oneself outward. Not daring to take the lead in the empire, one is able to become a leader. Now, if one has courage but discards compassion, reaches widely but discards being malleable, goes ahead but discards being behind, this is fatal. Through compassion, one can triumph in attack and being impregnable in defense. What the way provides during times of need, it protects with the gift of compassion.